Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Associates and loved ones, and that could include Ken Kessler, who is the info wrestler, and Molly Page, the news sage. I don't know, Molly hasn't been around long enough, Kenny, to be included in our club, though. Do you think? Is it time for her to be in the club?
She tries really hard, though.
To be in the club?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, Molly, you can be in the club.
Oh, now I don't want to be.
Oh, that's the old expression. What kind of club? Do I want to be a member of a club that will have me?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, now it's ruined, Doug.
I know it is. Okay, the fight against ISIS apparently isn't going well. Gee, you think? The president even suggested that yesterday, that the fight against ISIS is not going well. So, what do we do? The United States and its allies are looking for any advantage they can find. And one has been found, Molly. It seems that there is an ISIS Wives Club. Did you know that?
Really?
The ISIS Wives Club.
Are they networking?
The ISIS Wives Club. This could be a TV show. How come somebody hasn't figured this out? Where's Mark Burnett?
The real wives club.
The real wives
club. All right, so let's see. How did they come to this? There was a death in the family. You may remember a senior, what the news media referred to as a senior ISIS leader. After knocking...
That would be the creepy news.
The senior ISIS leader knocked him off last month, captured his wife. And they've interrogated, whoever they are, the interrogators, have interrogated his wife. So now, the United States government believes the wives of ISIS may be more deeply involved in the terror group's operations than had been thought before. Who would have thunk that women would be involved with Muslim terrorists? Whew. This may be because ISIS thinks U.S. intelligence pays less attention to them. Aha! The ISIS Wives Club. What would be a typical name for someone? What do we have? Muhammad is the most common name, right, that you associate with. I don't want to sound like an ignoramus here. I don't know that much about Muslim names. But Muhammad's the most common, isn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like John Smith.
Yeah, right. Abdul. How common is Abdul? Is that a common name?
Sure.
Okay, you'll agree with anything I say, can't you, right? See, that's Molly, that's why he's in the club, because he agrees with everything that I say.
You're right.
Thank you. Okay. So anyway, what would be the number one female name? This probably sounds like a really ignorant conversation, but it's fun for a minute. If Jennifer were here, probably we're coming up with names. All right, so put that on the back burner. Remind me, Molly, in the next hour to bring that. And those of you who aren't planning on listening in the next hour, you'll want to now, because we're going to come up with the names of the ISIS Wives Club.
Abira.
Abira is a good name.
Adab.
Really?
These are girls' names.
I see. Okay.
Afia.
Afia.
Afrida.
Afrida.
I'm going with the A's now. I was wondering if you caught on to that.
Yeah. Dakota.
All right, so the president is urging Iraq's government to allow more of the Sunnis to join the campaign against the militants. Yeah, I'm really stupid. Even on the face of it, that sounds. They have such differences based on sectarianism in countries like Iraq, and you can see, I mean, I'm blustering here now. Is there a difference in us criticizing the Iraqis because the government doesn't like the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds? They don't like the Sunnis, and the Sunnis don't like the Kurds, and the Kurds don't, you know, it's like, hello, apple time. So how is that different than us having these problems that we have, not necessarily based on religion, but on color of skin? Is there much difference there when you think about it? Think about the whole business. Look at all the attention now that's being
focused. Yeah, those are wars going on. We shouldn't be having these wars in the U.S. We're all Americans.
Right. Well, but the Sunnis and the Kurds and the Ways and the Shias are all Iraqis. Right? They're nice people. So why are they fighting?
They're fighting over land. They're fighting over beliefs.
Yeah. They're more beliefs than land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Same thing.
Because that's what they do.
Yes. That
because it's Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so maybe all of the time we spend, this goes to the argument that a lot of people put forth. Let them fight and kill each other. Who cares? Why should we be involved? And if there wasn't a lot of oil over there, guess what? We wouldn't be involved. We wouldn't. We wouldn't be involved over there. Oh, it's a human rights issue. Bungum. It's not a human rights issue at all. It's about oil and money.
And many believe if you let ISIS continue to grow and continue to gain strength, it's a threat to the U.S.
Yeah, that's what some people believe. Maybe, maybe not. Meanwhile, the Israelis and the Palestinians have been fighting for how long? Have been since the city of Jerusalem was the founding of fiber of the all the three major religions, all started in four square miles, all three of the major religions started. So what does that tell you about how foolish all of this stuff is? The Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, all have their beginnings. They can all trace their beginnings to Jerusalem and living in that area. And so how is it that these people have been fighting for years and we get involved in it and we spend a lot of money because the military-industrial guys say, wow, here's an opportunity. Let's make a few billion selling some Humvees or a few billion selling some rifles or a few billion selling some rocket launchers and grenades and whatever it is. That's how silly we are. Was it yesterday the report was issued that came from some international group monitoring the gross national product or the potential that comes out of a unification of Palestine and Israel? That is, if Palestine has its own state, Israel keeps its state, there's $183 billion in it for both sides over the next few years. So why? What are you
fighting? Well, both sides just say that will never happen.
Oh yeah, of course that's what they say because that's in their best interest. It's much easier.
Studies showed that it's not in their best interest that they'll make more money
if they stop fighting.
Yeah,
right. That's the point. So, but guys like Yasser Arafat and whoever it is, Fred Winslim, whoever is running the Palestinian group these days, when Yasser Arafat died, he was worth $5 billion. How does a guy who's a terrorist like that, I suppose maybe that's the answer in the question, his wife lives in Paris, has estates in Switzerland, in South America. I think there's another one somewhere that
I
forgot
about.
Yeah,
but I hear
about.
She's not happy.
No, right, yeah.
Even with all that money.
I know. So how do you figure? It's pretty obvious. Anyway.
Well, denial of people to allow other people to exist. It's really what it comes down to. Hamas wants to kill Israelis.
Right.
You know, apparently.
Their business, anyway.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of crazy.
Okay. 16 past the hour. Ladies and gents. Ladies and gentlemen. Amazing news. Ready for warm weather? 2 weeks from yesterday, first day of summer. Woo-hoo. How's your hairline? Looking pretty good or looking pretty bad? Was it last week we had the conversation about my hairbrush being as old and everybody got grossed out
About won't go away.
No, probably not. What, being grossed out or the fact that it's an old hairbrush and it has hair in it?
There are some things you can't unhear, Doug.
That's right.
I tried turning the deaf ear. But
I can still see the email, gross, with exclamation points. All right, so let me help you with Provia and your hair line. The amount of hair that you have in the sink and down the drain will stop with Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment that is shown to work on the basic causes of your hair thinning. It's because you have lost your hair by using cheap shampoos and gunk that you put on your hair, whatever it is that you use to slick it down, make it look better, so you think. But it plugs up the pores in the hair because all of our cells change. You know that, right? Every 3 or 4 weeks, the cellular structure of our body changes pretty much 100%. And then as your hair falls out, because it does, new hair can't grow back in because you've plugged it up with these cheap shampoos and stuff that have just sort of settled into, think of little pieces of concrete in the pores of your scalp. Get rid of them. That's what Provia does. Cleanses the scalp, works miracles. The results are incredible. You will feel like a brand new person with all this hair. It is a superb product. That's it. Works for men and women. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia right now so your hair can look the best for the summertime. It goes back. It comes and goes. The hair comes and goes. But if you want to get your hair back, this is the solution to the problem. If you don't get your hair back, you get your money back. 800-525-8319. It's all natural. Not going to hurt anything. Isn't that, I mean, when you think about it, doesn't that say it all? I could just say that. Get your hair back or your money back. Call this number, 800-525-8319. Would that be enough to motivate you, Kenny? Am I doing a good job of motivating when I say, get your hair back or your money back? That's it. What is the, yeah, that's, I mean, there's no more around it than that. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers. Offer ends 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestaples.com for details.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty bus and acid responses.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Positively dynamic. If you go through your day today, this song will stick in your head. Not only because it's a cute song, but because it has a message. He doesn't love you like I love you. I love you better than anybody else. I'm trying to find a new word for love. That word is overused. I don't know what we can do for a title here.
You know, my stepfather used to say that.
About what?
About the word love. He said people use it for everything. I love these shoes.
Right.
I love my car.
It doesn't express anything for me anymore.
Somebody is a casual acquaintance. I love you.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Tony Orlando with the Ladies Dawn. Got a gold record for this song. Big hit. Number one, two, I don't know, I think it sold 3 million copies, as a matter of fact, during this week in 1975. Five million. Remember, He'll Break Your Heart, big hit for Jerry Butler earlier on. So crank it up for a second there, Carol, will you? Pretty simple stuff. One of the most enjoyable experiences I've ever had in my life was spending 4 days with him and a couple of other characters like Stephen Baldwin when we were in Iraq. It was like yesterday, right? It was 5 years ago. Was it, Kenny? It's been 5 years since we went over there and entertained the troops and helped the kids with lots of Mamie, I forgot her first name. Eisenhower's granddaughter was along. What a wonderful lady. And then there were three purposes, and that's going on the trail. Well, four for me, because I want to just nose around. Tony Orlando and his concerts for the troops, the medical material that we brought over for those who were not getting proper medical treatment, and a lot of things that were school aids for children in school. It was a great trip. And so, Tony, I was the announcer for the USO shows, and I was singing along with him and his songs, and they didn't shut my mic off. So we had three of these performances, and during the last one, I'm singing along, and he turns around and looks at me, because he can hear me singing along with him.
Oh.
And any motions to me, do I want to come out on stage and sing with them?
Aww.
And I didn't, but it was funny the way it was obvious that I was singing rather loudly to, I think, this song, matter of fact. It's a great, great pop song. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for some fun from the late night show monologuists, including, saying that again, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers here.
Presidential candidate Lindsey Graham said Caitlyn Jenner is welcome in the Republican Party.
Yes.
Yeah, Graham said, we love everyone who supports drastic cuts.
This weekend, seven GOP hopefuls, including Rick Perry, Marco Rubio, and Lindsey Graham, attended the Roast and Ride fundraiser hosted by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. You remember Joni Ernst, right?
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
People at the barbecue were like, take it from me, don't eat the meatballs. At a summit this weekend, President Obama accidentally missed a high five from the Prime Minister of Iraq. Man, pretty embarrassing. That's right, President Obama missed a high five from the Iraqi Prime Minister, just in case you forgot that Obama is half white.
Hi, Wendy Williams in her program yesterday answered an audience member's question about whether to ask her boyfriend to move with her to a new city.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 months now, but we've known each other since we were kids. And I just got a job offer in Texas, and it's a very good job. It'll put me in a whole new tax bracket, okay. So I want to take the job. Now, my question is it too soon for me to ask him to move to Texas with me? Like, would I be selfish?
It's too soon. Try a long-distance relationship. I don't really believe in them. I think that they are a lot of work, but you've worked really hard, and it just so happens that all the stars are aligning at one time for you, the man, the job.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and Joe Connison of The National Memo. Coming right up, based on the GOP scandal machine against Hillary in the past few months, is she any less of a favorite to be the next president?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Frum and Joe Connison. After the recent Republican attacks on Hillary Clinton, on Benghazi, emails, sleazy big speeches, the Clinton Foundation, has or will she be damaged by this or not so much?
So far, they've unloaded very early on this. I mean, you know, as my view is that the Clinton Cash Book was a project of the Koch brothers. They invested millions in a nonprofit called the Government Accountability
Joe
Institute.
Joe just did air quotes, radio listeners.
Yeah, a nonprofit called the Government Accountability Institute, which is where Peter Schweitzer, the author of that book, has worked for the last several years. It doesn't exist to do anything except attack Democrats and mainly this book.
I mean, I think by the end of this election process, the public will arrive at the view. They had a Bill Clinton when he was president. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they're not truthful people. They're not people who are scrupulous about money. On the other hand, to the people who will decide the election, the economically hard-pressed voters, and this is a message I give to my Republican friends, if offered the choice between an ethically challenged person who won't take away your health care coverage and an upright, flinty model of probity who will take away your health insurance, people will choose the former.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum of The Atlantic Magazine and Joe Connison of The National Memo Online.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
That is time for us to get rid of the rest, get the cobwebs out. 33 after the hour. Hopefully you are pleasantly surprised when you hear my voice. I don't know if it should be a surprise or not, but oh, I know what a surprise. We have a surprise for you. Dr. Jack Stockwell starts joining us in this hour of the program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In just a few minutes, as a matter of fact, there are a number of items. One of the things that people are talking about in the medical profession is how old doctors are, the median age of doctors. For example, Kenny, when you go to see your, you have a regular family physician, right?
Right.
Have the same one for a long time?
No, actually, just for the last couple of years.
Yeah. How old is this person, male or female?
Male, I'm guessing late 30s.
Late 30s, okay, so younger. Molly, your doctor, younger, older?
She is probably in her late 60s.
Yeah, how long have you been seeing her? She's
couple of years.
In Washington, where you've been, yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing about aging doctors, people used to go into the medical profession because they, A, thought they had a calling for it, B, they could make a pretty good living at it, and C, it allowed you to do things that sometimes were really refreshing, rewarding, somewhat experimental. All that stuff is kind of gone by the wayside because of the realities of Obamacare. And so the American Medical Association today says they're going to create guidelines for assessing whether it's time for older doctors to hang up their stethoscopes. This sounds like ageism to me. So there are two points to the story. One, that the field of doctors is getting older and not as many people are getting into it as used to be the case. And B, that the government thinks it needs to tell people when to hang up their, just like give it up. How dare they? I think that's my approach. We'll talk to Dr. Jack about that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the Texas pool party video, this is something that a lot of people are thinking about, talking about, because it seems to once again underscore the race relation problem that we have in our country. And it's like these people are almost immune to. Don't you look at the news? Haven't you heard the stories? Aren't you being trained somewhat? I think sometimes sensitivity training goes too far. But come on, man. The way this thing comes across is just another reason for people to dislike and distrust the police. Whether that's fair, right, just, or true doesn't make a difference. In this day and age, one of the components of training people to be police has to be looking out for this kind of thing. Yes or no? Yes?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be part of the training? Anyway, I'm tooting on that because I think that it's something... I'm just tired of talking about this. I really am. Yeah, there's another example. Okay, so blah, 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 blah. All right, you know what? The more interesting story, I think, today with regard to... we have this new thing, yesterday's news. So we all know that there were two guys that broke out of the prison in upstate New York, right?
Yes.
Richard Matt and David Sweat. There are two questions. One of them is the theory... wondering out loud whether these two guys seduced their way out of prison because what was the lady's name? Joyce Mitchell.
Joyce According Mitchell. According to a source.
Okay, you want to give us the source?
Well, no, there is no source. Hmm. ABC News is just reporting, according to a source, that's her name.
She had a thing for bad boys. Right?
I don't know. Do we know this about
yes.
her?
Yes. Well, basically, that's what I think. If you read between the lines, apparently she, or at least the warden thinks this woman, the police questioned her yesterday about helping the escape, succumbed to their manliness because she had a thing for bad boys. Is that a sexist point of view? I'm looking at the various pieces, bits and pieces of copy here, mm-hmm. And that seems to be something. Maybe it's just because it makes good copy. Oh, wow. What do you think? This woman is having a menage a trois with these guys in prison, and she helped him get out.
Well, we don't know that she did that.
Of course we don't. That doesn't make any difference. It's a good story.
I know. Never let the facts get in the way.
Of course not. It's right. Wow. How about that? That's what people are going to remember about this. They don't give a damn about these guys, whether they were murderers or not. They're going to keep the salacious part of the story in their head. Yep. She was having a thing with these two guys. Woo-hoo.
It just drives me to distraction.
I understand that. And that's why I did it, because I wanted to drive you to distraction.
I know.
Meanwhile, there are a couple of people who looked out their back windows and they saw these two guys who had, as it turns out, escaped. And what's the name of this couple? I'm trying to find the name. Who's going to know who they are? I guess from the bottom line.
Oh, the two people who allegedly said they saw...
They saw the murderers.
Yeah.
They're lucky to be alive.
It doesn't give their names. It just says, two guys.
Right, okay.
Two residents.
Yeah, right. Apparently, they were... the house is near the manhole that the prisoners used to get out of. This is almost trite. The whole story is they use power tools to get out. They go down the ductwork and escape through a manhole. How many times have you seen that? Escape from prison.
Usually in a Batman movie.
What was that? That TV show Prison Break was on Fox for a couple of seasons, Kenny. And they were always getting out of prison and get caught and they go back to prison, right?
Well, sometimes they would break back in. It was very complicated.
Oh. Why would you break back in once you get out?
Somebody would break back in to help somebody who was on the inside.
Oh.
That's nice of them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, $100,000 reward. What else do we need to know about this story, Mal? Anything?
Well, I think the only thing that has been revealed since the break and since we've been talking about this is that their cells were close together.
Right.
and they were in an area that is kind of reserved for those with good behavior. They hadn't caused problems before that, so they may not have been watched as closely as other people in the prison.
Uh-huh.
And the interviewing of this woman that you're talking about.
Yvette. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Glad you got that in there.
No relation to Joni Mitchell, by the way.
No.
It's 19 before the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Becoming Steve Jobs, the evolution of a reckless upstart into a visionary leader, is the recently released number one New York Times bestseller about the iconic founder of Apple. We spoke with co-authors Brent Schlender and Rick Tetzeli about their insightful new book.
We had a real good idea of what we wanted to do because the period of time when I got to know Steve was right immediately after he left Apple. And so I had sort of a front row seat to see him in his reaction to basically being drummed out of the company that he started and to see how he dealt with not only the disappointment of being booted out of Apple, but more importantly, how he set out to redeem himself, so to speak, as a businessman.
Pixar, which he bought kind of on a whim from George Lucas, Steve got to observe John Lasseter and the other animators and writers who created Toy Story. And there was an incredible collaboration between the writers and animators. And Steve got to witness that. And he also got to witness the president of the company, Ed Catmull, managing a group of creative people over a long haul in a way that Steve had never been able to do at Apple. There was a consistency and a long-term nature to Pixar that he envied, he admired. And so he brought all of those experiences back with him to Apple when he returned in 1997.
That's co-authors Brent Schlender and Rick Tetzeli on their newly released book, Becoming Steve Jobs, The Evolution of a Reckless Upstart into a Visionary Leader. Insight Daily Radio.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly and Kenny and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell with us, who is a noted NUCA chiropractor. If you don't know what NUCA chiropractic is, either. I was talking about necks with my favorite person, the alignment of her neck. You've seen her, and you knew that her neck was like she said she'd been going to this chiropractor here, and it's like 30 degrees off or something. I've been riding horses all of her life, so that may have affected it. But in general, the NUCA practice is aimed at that sort of a problem because you just adjust necks. In way of explanation to people that don't know what a NUCA chiropractor is, Jack, tell us in 30 seconds or less what the basic tenets of your practice are.
Well, it's the only actual movable segment in the entire spine, independent of the rest of the spine, is the top bone, because it's not attached to the second one with a disc. That's what allows us to have the tremendous range of motion of the head on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But that leaves it subject to misalignment with the right bump or fall or accident, so that the head will come slightly out of balance with the neck, and that will change everything down to your feet.
Yeah.
I just had a lady drive in 400 miles yesterday from central Colorado to see me, and because of low back pain. And she never told me that her left knee was killing her to the point where she couldn't run anymore. I didn't ask about the knee. But as soon as I got that spine back in alignment, not only did the low back pain disappear,
mm-hmm.
but her left knee no longer hurt.
Yeah. It's all just, so
it's
connected.
It's all balance.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's all
really
balance.
Is. I mean, well, she rode 400 miles. Jack is in Salt Lake City. I've flown 2,000 miles to come see you. Who's got the record on how far they've come?
Saudi Arabia. Well, either Saudi Arabia or Thailand, okay. Whichever yeah. one's further.
All right, I'm not going to be in on that deal. All right, okay. So the American Medical Association says that there is a concern about two things: number of doctors going into the profession, no matter what their specialty, like you have a specialty, and the age at which the government should tell you to quit. Now, you and I are not far apart in age. I think you're, 3 years younger than me? Is that right?
No more than that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you have no intention of quitting, right? You have no
plans. The more you do this, just like what you're doing on the radio, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Why am I going to stop doing this? Well, I don't have anybody's life in my hands. And maybe you do if you're practicing the right way or the wrong way. So, but surgeons generally know when they can't hold their hands steady anymore, they quit. They're smart enough to do that. Dentists, I mean, what do we need the government to tell us? Well, it's time for you to stop. Like there's some arbitrary time. At 65 years, 6 months, 3 days, 14 hours, you better stop. But that's, in essence, what we're hearing here from people. When is it time for older physicians to stop working? That coupled with the fact that people are not applying to medical schools, what kind of a problem are we creating here?
Well, it's a whole new wave of medicine and chiropractic as well that is going to be controlled by the accountants and the bean counters. President Obama just signed an order this week that's going to further regulate all these things, and the decision as to what is best for the patient will no longer be in the hands of the physician.
Uh-huh.
It'll be in the hands of the HMO directives, which will be under Obamacare. It's going to be left up to those who have to do cost accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to qualify, not just as a physician to be able to do these things. You have to qualify you have to have certain qualifications as a patient. 20 years ago, you had to be in pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's going to be other qualifications that are required to make sure that once this procedure is done, you have something good to offer to the community. And if you don't, you're going to be pushed aside.
Yeah,
that was in the original document, and it's still there. It hasn't changed any. And if you're not a useful addition to society, you may not get the life-saving procedures that you need.
Take them out back and shoot them.
Well, like I didn't say it that way, but that's kind of the direction
that's
we're
pretty
headed.
Much it, right. All right, Jack and his wife Mary are responsible for a great podcast called The Forbidden Doctor. Forbidden Doctor, if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll get the benefit of what 30 or 40 other 1,000 people are now people lining up to download this podcast. Every week it comes out, and there are a number of different things that are a focus. Medical problems. For example, the latest one focuses on the problem of blood clots. Is this travel related? Because oftentimes when you're flying in a plane, there are people who have these problems. You don't get up and walk around. Air pressure is lighter and lower. So is that something, or these things happen as commonly
on the ground? Well, it's nutrition. It's a malnutrition problem.
Oh, it is.
That for some people can be brought on by prolonged sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a transatlantic flight from JFK over to Heathrow, and there may only be a half a dozen people on that plane who have any kind of clot concerns, and they know about it. They get up and walk around, but all the rest of the people can sit there, fall asleep for several hours without any of those problems. It's a protein handling problem. It's just not getting the right kinds of proteins into the system that allows for strengthening of the vessel walls that allow the coagulation of blood to take place, especially in the lower extremities, which is why you get up, especially on a double aisle airplane and do a couple of laps around the plane every hour.
Yeah.
So we go into quite a bit of depth in that in the podcast number 18, Blood Clots, Edema, and Airplanes.
All right. So you want to check that out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack is also someone who is an expert on the gut. And because you have maybe some new listeners in this hour of the program, we are showing up now. Let's spend 60 seconds talking about the gut and the relative health and how everything. The reason I bring it up is because over the weekend in the medical show that we do, focused on more traditional and lifestyle medicine, there was a fellow named Dr. Fred Grover who came on as expert in what happens to the brain as we get older. And the focus was on the gut. Like everything that goes on in your body,
yes.
I heard him and I'm hearing you. The gut, the gut, the gut. So what about
85% of your immune system is in the gut. It lines the walls of the gut, protecting what comes through that gut wall. 90% of all the DNA inside of your body is not human. It's the microbes, the trillions and trillions of microbes and parasites and viruses and bacterial agents and the flora that live inside the gut.
Mm-hmm.
These things, when they're healthy, produce all the B vitamins. They produce all the amino acids. We live in community with them, but we ignore them at our peril.
Yeah.
And when we, that gut gets sick,
probiotics.
It's all downhill after
probiotics.
That.
Probiotics. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out Forbidden Doctor at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stebbin is here with us. He's the doctor of technology and power. He's a powerhouse of information about technology. I can go through this. I could spend the whole segment introducing you, and you'd never say a word.
not when you're going to say nice things like that.
No, of course not. No. All right, so we have a couple of things. A lot of people, this becomes an Apple segment, not because they're sponsoring it, but because they do so much, and people talk about it. So this new streaming music thing and whatever else is going on at the WWDC, plus Wi-Fi information up next here on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
What an annoying commercial. All right, so Greg Stebbin. Did I just say that?
I think you didn't just think that. I think you actually said
it. My friends call me Greg, and I hope you're my friend, Doug.
Greg Stebbin.
Thank you.
Is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. So he is he's cast with the job of making sure that everybody who reads that magazine, everybody who listens to this program, knows what's going on in the world of technology. So Apple's got a new $10 a month service that combines on-demand listening, and it's sort of like a radio station in a sense, because they have real people doing music in the three cities where they've set this up. It's also a forum for artists to promote upcoming releases. So is this all about money? Do they give Pandora? I noticed Pandora's stock went into the tank yesterday after Apple announced they were going to do basically the same thing that Pandora is, maybe better, because they're going to do like Sirius and have real live jocks.
Yeah, it is actually like many, many services. We could just sit here and talk about, oh, it's like this and it's like that. You know, yeah. It's like Pandora, it's like Sirius, and it's like iHeartRadio, but in some ways it's also like those things and very different. It also struck me, frankly, I watched the entire way too long presentation. It also struck me as a bit half-baked at this point. So, you know, look, they have a billion people with Apple devices, therefore those people are going to have that icon already installed. It'll be interesting to see how many people click it for the first 3 months when it's free, and then it'll be interesting to see two price tiers, $9.95 or $9.99 a month for an individual, $15 a month for a family of up to six. That may be where Apple really wins, is offering what is frankly a great bargain to families if families love music, because that's pretty darn cheap and a lot of service for very little money.
Okay, so Pandora is $4.99 a month. Apple is be $9.99 a month, but the first 3 months are free, that kind of stuff. Is price really a factor in these things, really?
Well, I mean, it's going to depend on... See, here's what happened. Here's what will happen is people will try it for 3 months, and they'll either like it or they'll forget.
Right.
Forgetting millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The Kinect part of it, I think, is very attractive. It enables artists, the biggest artists in the world, and the kid next door who may become a big artist. Right. It enables them to connect with their fans. Yes, it's a platform. In a way that I don't think anyone has created yet. And to wrap that around all of the power of bargaining and negotiating that Apple has, that is something unique.
All right. Remind me to talk to you tomorrow about this Wi-Fi thing. The story is at DougStephan.com. Wireless power is amazing technology.
Yeah, I'm all charged up about it.
Are you really?
No
pun intended. Congratulations. My God. This man's all charged up. Greg Stebbin, technology editor from Men's Health Magazine here as the technology editor on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.